Tony Robbins broke any attachment to the word should that I may have had in the early 90s. He said repeatedly that people shoulded all over themselves in such a way as to make it sound like shitted. I hear it all the time from people. They ask me something like, tell me about how you changed career as I want to do that. I answer in detail. Oh yes, comes the reply. I should do that. Guess what? You won't until it's a must. Until it is a must in your life and you can't think of not doing it. Until you are so excited about how achieving this goal and the life or rewards it will bring becomes a living vision for you. It becomes part of brand you. Again, make it compelling. It is the difference between, I should get up early every day to exercise as it is good for me, versus, I must get up early every day to choose exercise as my way to start my day. So I start with a win, lose half a stone, and look amazing on the beach this summer. Having a narrow focus is also a proven strategy for success, but this needs to come with flexibility and the ability to adapt and be open to change when necessary. Watching the excellent movie Dunkirk, directed by Christopher Nolan, reinforced this for me. I love the intensity of the early scenes of this movie and understood so much more about the historic event. It is a perfect example of having a single purpose and be flexible to reevaluate if this can't be met. At first, the objective is hold the null. When they are driven back from this, it is ensure we protect the jetty so that the large boats can evacuate the troops. When the jetty is blown up, it is build a temporary jetty and ask for help. The men who are saved leave via this temporary jetty, but mostly via the rescue fleet of every available boat from the English coast, which brings that help.